God just laid on my heart and let him have his way in this place. He already has this morning. Thank you, Brother Jerry. Exactly right. First Samuel chapter number 16. If you found your place, say amen. I want to talk to you for a few moments on fighting the enemy. Fighting the enemy. Listen. Listen to me close this morning. I'm not your enemy. I'm not your enemy. You're not my enemy. We're not against one another. We're in this thing. We're in this thing. Amen. I'm not your enemy. You're not my enemy. We're in this thing together. But we do have an enemy. You have one enemy. You don't have 100. I'm going to simplify this where everybody... That's the only way I know how to preach. Where everybody will get this. You don't have 10 enemies. You don't have 5 enemies. You have one enemy that dresses up in several different forms. We have a spiritual battle that we're fighting. The Bible says that this battle is not flesh and blood, but it's spiritual. It's against principalities in high places. So we're not fighting one another and we're not fighting against one another. We're in the same, if you're born, let me back up. If you're born again, we're on the same team. We're in the same army. We have the same commanding officer. We have the same father. We have the same daddy. We have the same brother. We have the same sister. We have the same Holy Ghost living inside of us. So fighting the enemy. How are we going to fight the enemy? If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. 1 Samuel chapter number 16. I wrote this back on May the 30th, 2025, laying in my recliner, and God has allowed me to preach it this morning. 1 Samuel chapter number 16 and verse number 23, and the Bible says, "And it came to pass when the evil spirit from God..." 1 Samuel 16:23, "And it came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him." Father, we love you, we praise you, we glorify you. Lord, I thank you for this morning. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for the evidence that is all on our lives. I thank you that mercy and grace only rains down from the throne room of heaven, Father. Lord, if I'm going to show mercy and I'm going to show grace, it'll have to come from heaven. Lord God, this morning I pray that you guard my throat, you guard my thoughts, you let everything that I say be all about you. I pray you simplify the word so much that a kid on the, no matter what age, can get a hold of it this morning. Lord, I pray for the middle age. I pray for the older age. Lord God, I pray for everybody in this room that you would illuminate our mind, open our ears, loosen our tongues, and let us praise you this morning. You are the King. You are the Lord. You are our God this morning. We've come to reverence nobody else than Jehovah this morning, God Almighty. Lord, I pray you move through this place. Have your will and way. And I want to say I'm thankful and glad to be here. Thank you that I'm not still laying in a bed in Tupelo, Mississippi. Thank you that I'm not still in a rehab program. Thank you that I'm not in the county jail. Thank you that I'm not where I used to be. And thank you that you're on the throne. Have your will and way in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning. 1 Samuel chapter number 16 and verse number 23. As we come here this morning, oh David, he knew what it was to fight the enemy. He knew what it was to fight a bear. He knew what it was to fight a lion. He knew what it was to fight a Goliath. But I want you to also know, oh David knew what it was to fight an evil spirit. He knew when an evil spirit come around, what it would do. It would destroy stuff. It would derail growth. It just set things all in chaos, and there'd be no unity, and there'd be no togetherness. And oh, David knew that. And David was a man after God's own heart. But that did not keep problems, pain, or the pressure of life from coming his way. David was always fighting the enemy. I want you to know, if you're a man of God and you ain't never fighting, you must not be a man of God. A man, listen, if you say, preacher, I don't know what you're talking about. Man, I ain't got a clue. I ain't never had a battle. I don't never have nothing in the spiritual realm. Everything's just good. Everything's just bananas and cupcakes. Everything's just great. Well, I'm going to tell you, you're number one, you're either not a man of God, you're not a woman of God, or you're not in the battle at all. Anytime any man or woman of God's in the battle and they're fighting night and day, day and night, there's things going on. It's a warfare, and we're fighting that battle. You're fighting the enemy every day. You got a family to protect. You got friends to protect. You got a church to protect, and you must be in the fighting mode and battle mode. You say, I'm going to let up. When you do, the enemy's got you. Can I say to you that the presence, to hear the pressure of life was coming his way, and David was always fighting that enemy. If you're going to fight in the Lord's army and be a soldier that is brave and true, there's some things and someone that you've got to have. There are some things, if you're going to fight the enemy, that you've got to have in your life. And I want to share with you a few things that you've got to have in your life. You've got to have in your corner. You've got to have it backed up. You've got to be ready when the enemy comes. And can I say to you, you can't just sit back and wait on the enemy. There's some Sometimes you got to pursue him. There's sometimes you got to hunt him down. There's sometimes he's done come to your home. He's done come to your family. And you say, I'm just going to sit back and I'm not going to worry about it. It doesn't affect me. You listen to me. If there's somebody in the outside in my yard, I'm not going to sit on the inside and let them scream at me from the outside. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to address it. You say, preacher, what must I have? Number one, David had a song that he had in his heart. I want to ask you a question. I'm not talking about Bon Jovi or AC/DC. I'm not talking about Kid Rock. I'm not talking about Jelly Roll. I'm talking about a song from heaven. I'm talking about a song from the glory world. I'm talking about a song that'll set down and it'll make that evil spirit flee in your life. Look what he had here. And it said in verse 23, and David took out his harp and he played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed. You say, what will a song, a spiritual song, do in my life, preacher? I want to say to you, number one, that song, it'll refresh you when you're down. Hey, when you're down and out and you didn't know what to do and it's all doom and gloom. You say, what will it do, preacher? He'll get you a song that'll refresh you. He'll get you a song in your life. That song will refresh you. That song will restore you. You got to have a song when the enemy comes. You got to have a little pep in your step. You got to have a song that you can sing back to the Lord, that you can uplift the name of Jesus. Can I say to you, when pains and problems and pressures of this world comes, listen to me, I know this, you got to have a song in your heart today. You got to have a song in your head today. You got to have a song on the end of your tongue that you sang to the Lord. I want to say that that song will refresh, that song will restore, but that song will also release the evil spirit that is around you. Look what the Bible says in verse number 23, and when he played with his hands, so Saul was refreshed and was well. That song made all things well. At my home, there's a song that I love the same, and I'll tell Kaylee, sometimes we'll walk through the house, Brother Cody, and I might be down and out. I might be doom and gloom. I try not to be that way out in public. I try to let you folks see me that way. I try to put a smile on my face. I try to act happy and everything's well. Hey, but there's sometimes I'll walk through the house and I'll just be in a doom and gloom state. And oh devil, I'm not talking about riding my back. He's done gotten my mind. He's done, I'm making a war on the inside. And you say, preacher, what do you do? And I walk by and I tell Kaylee, I say, sing me that song, it's under the blood. Hey, sing me that song that is under the blood. It's under the blood. Oh, praise his dear name. I'm not who I used to be. My chains are gone, man. I'm telling you what, she'll let into singing that song. You say, preacher, what will happen? It won't be long. Me and her, we'll get praising God in that room. You say, what do you do when she lets into singing? Hey, I just sat down on the couch and I say, all right, tell me about it. Hey, get it, girl. Hey, tell me what's going on. Sing to the Lord. You say, preacher, does it do you any good? I want you to know, hey, when that evil spirit's around your head and he won't get gone and you get to a doctor's report, Miss Margaret, and you need God to get down on you, you get you a song in your heart. You remind yourself that God's been good and the old devil's got to back up. All them thoughts he's put in your mind, he's got to get out the back door. He has no authority over your body. He's got to leave this place. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You say, well, that song do you any good? It'll do you some good. It'll do you some good. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is thy flow. That has no other.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
You know why we sing that? The devil can't stand it. The devil can't stand. The devil will whoop everybody in this room. You're not strong enough, man enough, woman enough, or bad enough to whoop the devil. David knew it. David knew he'd fall victim. Man, I just love to preach. I just love when he gets thinking about that blood. Oh, David even knew it. He knew he was no match for the devil. But he knew that the blood of Jesus Christ would cleanse everything. He said, take me back to the bloodline. Take me back to the bloodline. Take me back to the bloodline. Take me back to where I seen the blood, knew the blood, felt the blood, and was washed in the blood of Jesus. David said, I got to fight the enemy. The only way I'm going to fight him, Brother Hagin, is I got to have a song. I got to have a song down in my heart. I got to have a song deep down that I know. I'm not talking about an old AC/DC song, something that'll raise up. Friends, I want you to know I've been at ball games and they get playing that stuff. I don't think about Jesus. I think about smoking a joint. I think about drink. Huh? Come on, talk to me. You listen to that mess. It'll get around your head. It'll fly around there. And what you going to do then? Don't you listen to that old mess. Don't you listen to that old music. Don't you get caught up in that. That old evil spirit loves that kind of music. It loves to hover around. It loves to be right there. You're welcoming it in. You're saying, fill me up with that trash. You don't need that, child of God. You need a song from heaven. I see that David, he said, I'm going to fight the enemy and I got a song that I'm going to use. He said he played it in old Saul. Saul got better. Saul got refreshed. Saul got restored. And the song that released the evil spirit that was around him. Look with me, if you will, to 1 Samuel 17 and verse number 40. When you're fighting the enemy, number one, you got to have a song in your back pocket. You got to have a song in your heart. Number two, I want to say David had a sling. David had a sling. He didn't only have a song, but he had a sling. There's sometimes you got to fight. There's sometimes you got to fight. You know, sometimes when you're in school and that old bully, he run his mouth. You couldn't dodge him always. Sometimes you got to hit him right square in the mouth. Hey, sometimes you got to hit him right in the nose. You hear me? Hey, sometimes you just had to put it on him. Folks, listen to me, the old devil. There's sometimes he's going to tree up your tree. What you going to do? What you going to do? You just going to sing to him? No, there's times you're going to have to fight. You're going to have to be a man and woman of God, and you're going to have to fight. You got to stand your ground. Say, it ain't going that way. Look what he's saying, 1740. And he took his staff. This is going against Goliath. Little old David, he wasn't nothing, but he had served a big old God. David had a song to fight the enemy, but David had a sling. 1 Samuel 17:40, and here's what he said. And he took his staff in his hand. He took his staff and he took it in his hand. He didn't take his problem and give it to somebody else. He didn't take his problem and pass it off to the next person. He took his problem. He handled what was going on. And he took his staff in his hand. He chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook. He put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. The Philistine didn't draw near to him first. He started drawing near to him. Listen to me. He done drew near to everybody and called them out and mocked them and laughed at them. And old David said, yeah, but he ain't seen me. Woo, glory to God. Yeah, but he ain't heard me pray. Yeah, but he ain't heard me sing. Yeah, but he ain't seen my sword. Yeah, but he ain't seen what my God can do. Listen to me this morning. When was the last time you told the devil how big your God was? Not how big your problem was, but how big your God was. What you need, I wrote this down, what you need to defeat the enemy is already in your hand. What, right there, Brother Boyd. What you need to defeat the enemy is already in your hand. Use it. Use it. Look what he says here. Proverbs 18:21, the Bible says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I see David had a song and he had a sling. The sling was in his hand, but the sling was also familiar. It's something he was familiar with. It's something he said. You say, preacher, you better not wait to fight to learn to fight. If you're waiting on the fight to learn how to fight, you're going to get whooped. If you're waiting till you get in the fight to learn how to fight, you're going to get whooped. So what I do, preacher, you got to practice behind the scenes. Y'all don't believe a word I'm saying this morning. You know that biggest, baddest, ugliest, burliest dude you know? Y'all know him? Y'all know who I'm talking about? He don't sit at home and eat zuzus and wham-whams. He don't sit at home and eat zuzus and wham-whams and Debbie cakes and just sit there and fill it. No. What does he do? Behind the scene, he's getting ready. Behind the scene, he's prepared. Behind the scene, he's putting in. Behind the scene, he's praying. Behind the scene, he's singing. Behind the scene. See, he don't wait till he gets in front of everybody. He's doing it behind the scenes. Oh, David said, hey, I done this. Before I go to Goliath, before I go to that giant man, that lion, it wasn't nothing. That bear, it wasn't nothing. I'm telling you, he won't be nothing for me. Listen to me. When you done seen God move in your life one time and issues come your way, you can remind that issue, hey, God's done it before, and he's going to do it all over again. That's how big a God we serve. Listen to me. You get on your face before God. Don't you just get on your face at church. Don't you just get on your face when your family can see you. You get on your face when there ain't nobody around. It's just you and God down on your knees. And you saying, God, I don't want to be a wimp. I want to be a soldier. I want to be a man of God. I want you to strengthen me. I want you to raise me up. I want to be a woman of God. And I'm telling you, when the old devil hears me get up out of the bed, he starts trembling because he knows that I am praying the blood of Jesus all over my family. I want them to know who I am when I get out of that bed. And old David said, hey, I'm telling you what, I ain't only got a song, but I got a sling. And he said, it's familiar. Not only is it in my hand, but it's familiar. I've used it. I've used it when nobody wasn't around. I used it all the time. Folks, I want you to know, if you only use the Word of God when you just think you got to have it, you're in trouble. You've got to use that Word of God even when ain't nothing going on. You've got to use that Word of God all the time. Yesterday, we was doing a little work there around the house, and we had the machine we was on overloaded, and I had to sit on the side and ride it on the side of that thing down the highway. And we got back to the house, and there's this truck behind us, and the truck wouldn't stop, Brother Kevin. It wouldn't pass us. Everybody else done flew around us. And I was sitting on the side. Brandy was driving. Ryder was sitting there, and I was sitting on the side of that four-wheeler, just sitting there holding my own best I could. Thought she was going to throw me off. Can I get an amen? Hey, if I hadn't had heart surgery, she probably would have thrown me off. You better be ready. We pulled into the driveway, and this truck pulls up. I said, we either threw a rock and busted his window, or he wants to know something. He rolled his window down. He said, hey, preacher, give me that word that's on your heart right now. Give me that scripture right now that's on your heart. I need a word today. Give me that scripture right now. He said, preacher, did you have to run in the house again? I said, no, sir. Right now in my heart's Hebrews 13:8. God is the same yesterday. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, thank you. Have a good day. Rolled up his window. Down the road he went. He said, preacher, what is that? Being ready in season, out of season. Being ready in season, out of season. He said, did you know that man was coming? I didn't have a clue he was coming. I don't know what battle he's in, but I know this. He needed something in his life. I'm going to ask you, do you got your sword ready? Are you ready? Let me show you this in the text as well. Man, I tell you what, God has been so faithful to me, been so faithful to you. The sling was very familiar in his hand. The sling was David's sword, if you will. The only way to defeat the enemy spiritually, you must have your sword. Ephesians 6:17, the Bible says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I see David didn't only have a song and he had a sling, but David had a stone. He had a stone. What good's a song? What good's a sling without a stone? Look what he says here. And he took his staff in his hand and chose out five smooth stones out of the brook or out of the valley and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine, in verse 41, came on and drew near unto David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. You know what that means? Let me give you a little easy term. Ain't nothing to him. He got a backbone like a snake, crooked. Ain't nothing to him. He won't stand. I'll take care of him like I took care of everybody else. But he didn't know who David was. But God did. It doesn't really matter if the enemy knows who you are or not, as long as God knows who you are. For he was but a youth and ruddy and a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, I am a dog, but thou comest to me with staffs. And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. But see, David didn't only have a song and a sling, but he had a stone. Can I say to you, he had a reliable stone. You can count on it. He had the right stone. He chose the right stone. This morning, what is your life built on? Is it built on the sinking sand, or is it built on Jesus Christ, the solid cornerstone? Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 20, the Bible says, and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. If this church is built on Brother B.J. Mills, it will crumble. If this church is built upon the deacon body, it will crumble. If this church is built upon the cornerstone of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it will stand. And the gates of hell will not, listen to me, the enemy's going to attack this church as long as it's a church. And the gates of hell will come against it as long as it's a church. But let me give you some encouraging words. Jesus said, even though the gates of hell, they shall not prevail. I can't keep hell from coming. But by the blood of Jesus, I can keep the hell pushed back. Listen to me. I can't keep hell from coming to this place and coming to your life. And you get reports that you don't like. I can't keep that from coming to you. Even David, pain and problems and pressure of life came. There's nothing that David could do, even though he was a great shepherd. He couldn't. But the only thing David could do is keep it pushed back in the blood of Jesus. You think you're going through something now? You let God remove that hedge around this place. You think David was going through something, going up against Goliath, a bear and a lion? He hadn't been through nothing because that hedge was keeping stuff off. I wonder who I'm talking to right now that you know you're going through it. And you know right now if it wasn't for God, you'd be dead. If it wasn't for God, you'd be back at the drug house. If it wasn't for God, you'd be right back where you used to be. And some days you wished you was there. Don't kid yourself. It was easier on the other side when the blood of Jesus went flowing through your veins. When you could live any way you want to, and there wasn't no conviction, there wasn't no carrying on in your life, there wasn't nothing tugging you on the inside. There wasn't nothing pulling you. And you were just free as free could be. And you didn't have to worry about the enemy, because you was the enemy. You liked being the enemy. You liked being the one that devoured folks. But now you're on the other side. What do you do now? They got me on something. I'm telling you, boy, God has spoke to me through all this medicine, all this mess I got going on in my life. He took a mess and turned it into a message. He took a test and turned it into a testimony. And they got me on something called Plavix. Y'all know what that is. Most of y'all want it. I seen my mama. Barely bump. She'd just be bruised. She'd bump into you. Her arm be bruised. Why? Because it thinned her blood. Now I got a bruise here, bruise right here. Baby. She ain't here. Got a bruise right here. I told her, baby, my back's killing me. She said, you got a bruise that big? What'd you hit it on? I said, I don't know. She said, well, quit complaining about it. It'll get better. Gotta love it. Listen to me. What I'm trying to tell you, though, is they've messed with my blood. I bruise a lot easier. I get bitten easier. I get my feelings hurt easier because they've messed with my blood. They mess with my blood, so I bruise easier, and it shows quicker. I get bruised easier. Where used to, I was tough, and I didn't get bruised up. I didn't get bruised up. I didn't get bruised up. But now I just barely bump because they messed with my blood. The same thing Jesus has done. He's messed with my blood. He's took that old blood out and put my new blood in through the blood of Jesus Christ. So now things that used to not bother me now. Now I get bumped up easier. I get bruised up easier. I get bitten easier. I get hurt easier. I get my feelings. Is anybody on the same page with me this morning? And you know what I'm talking about. You say, preacher, what is that? I ain't who I used to be. Thank God you're not who you used to be. Thank God things bother you. Thank God that you bruise easier. You know why? Because you don't break. You might bruise, but you ain't going to break. Because you know why? Now, if I barely bump it, it hurts. So I'm like, whoa, I don't need to bump it that hard again. I'm talking to somebody this morning. David had a song. David had a sling. David had a stone that his life was built on, brother. But can I leave you with this? David had a Savior. David had a Savior. His song, his sling, and his stone was all because he had a Savior. Amen. Folks, I'm telling you, I bruise so easily now. And God has spoke to me. He's the same way you are spiritually. You bruise so easily. I'm talking to somebody here this morning that's bruised. Spiritually, you've been bruised. And you think it's bad. Can I say to you, it's a blessing. It shows that it's working. It shows that there's a side effect that the blood's been... Oh, glory to God. Shows you there's a side effect, Brother Lee Markham, that the blood's been applied. It's been messed with. It's been applied. The old's gone. New's in. He had a Savior. Look with me, if you will, 1 Samuel chapter number 17. I'm going to close with this. And I want to ask you, if you've been fighting with the enemy, have you been fighting spiritually or have you been fighting physically? If you've been fighting physically, it's time to get out of the physical battle and just get in the spiritual. The easiest thing to do to win the battle in your life is to get on your knees. But I don't know women because I'm not a woman. Born a man, going to be raised a man, going to be a man when I die. I don't know how women act. I don't know how they feel. I tell you, I ain't got no clothes to wear. I don't need to go out of the house because I ain't got no clothes. Come on now. Hello? If I tell you I ain't got nothing to wear, I don't need to leave home because I ain't got no clothes on. My wife says I ain't got nothing to wear. And I don't understand that. Closet slap full of clothes, but she ain't got nothing to wear. Can I get a witness? The closet slap full, but she ain't got nothing. So I don't think like a woman. But I know every man in this room thinks this way. I'll just handle it. I'll just handle it. I'll handle it. I'll take care of it. Yeah, it might have whooped Brother Tony Woodham, but it won't get me. It might have got you, but it won't get me. It might whoop Brother Hagin. It might have got Brother Austin. It might have got Brother Tanner, but it won't get me. I'm not me. I'm above that. I'm a little tougher than that. If you'd have been tough, it wouldn't have got you. If it had been tough, it wouldn't have got you. If you'd been raised right, it wouldn't have. It ain't got nothing to do with it. Got nothing to do with it. So how am I going to fight, preacher? You got to fight on your knees. With your hands lifted high. Asking God to move on your family. Move on your friends. And strengthen your faith like never before. Look with me in 1 Samuel chapter number 17. I want to show you this where you had a Savior. 1 Samuel chapter number 17 and verse number 45. Then said David, after he'd listened to all that the Philistine would run his mouth about. Then said David to Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I. That's the key. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. And this day, not tomorrow, today, and if you're in here today and you're struggling with the enemy, today you can be delivered. Today. David didn't let it go on for weeks and months and years. He cut the head off that devil. He cut the head off that Goliath. He chopped his head off if you keep reading. This day will the Lord deliver unto thee into my hand. I will smite thee. Here's what David told him I'm going to do to you in the name of Jesus. He said, I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wind, the beast of the earth, and that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Folks, you are in a battle. This church is in a battle. How are you going to win the battle? I can't battle you, and you can't battle me. We ain't got time for that. There's people dying going to hell. We ain't got time to fight one another. Let me tell you what we do got time to do. On our knees before an almighty God. Hearts bowed, humble, ready for God to touch, ready for God to deliver. If you're saved in here this morning, raise your hand. Look at all these hands. Look at all these hands. Listen to me. Listen, if you're saved, you ought to have a song. If you're saved, you ought to know where your spear is, your sword, your word. You ought to know where it is. If you're saved, you ought to be standing on that stone. Jesus Christ. Because you've got a Savior that died for you. This morning, if you're fighting something that you can't handle, get in this altar, get on your knees, and ask God to help you with that. If you don't, you won't never win it. It's not made to win it with your fist. It's not made to win it with your tongue. It's not made to win it but one way, and that's on your knees to an almighty God.
Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. I thank you for King David. Father, I thank you that before he ever became a king, he was a child of yours. Lord, I thank you for this word this morning that you spoke to my spirit. Lord, right now, you're doing a work at this church. Father, there's been about 15 baptisms this month, in the month of August. Lord, you've done a mighty work. Not nobody in this place has done anything but just been at your feet, basking in your love, your mercy, and your grace. You've done a great work, Father. But Lord, I do know this. Any time that you do a work, old Satan wants to rear his head up. And I'm going to fight him in the name of Jesus to the day that I die. And Lord, I'm asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, to rebuke Satan. Get him away from this flock. Get him away from these people. Get him out of our area here. Lord God, I'm asking you right now to bind him up. Remove him from away from here. Lord God, we don't want no spirit here but the Holy Spirit. Lord God, if whoever's got that evil spirit on them, I pray they get to this altar this morning if they got an evil spirit and they get right with you, Father. Lord, I pray that you keep me right with you, Father. Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. You saved me. Lord, I want to honor you all the days of my life. So I'm asking you, Father, time of invitation, that we flood this altar, not to be seen, but to talk to the Savior. To save my old stinking pride, I'll lay to the side. To come forth and pray for my church here. That you would strengthen us. That you would move on us. Because we're fighting a battle. And that battle ain't but one person. I'll call him out right now in front of everybody. His name is Satan. Lucifer. The prince of the air. The liar. The thief. The stealer, the one that divides. I call him out right now. Father, I'm not worried about paying for that next week because I call him out in the blood of Jesus. I'm asking you right now to strengthen this flock. Strengthen marriages. Strengthen our children. Strengthen our church because the battle's real. It's in Jesus' name. All of God's people said. I ask you to stand.